Hi, I'm Christy Hurt, the founder of The Collab. We are a collective of brand professionals sharing our career stories. Every week, we pair up two members and they interview each other, so you'll get to hear one episode this week and one next week. You can join us too. Sign up at jointhecollab.com and then tell your story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Danielle Nielsen, and I am here with Cassandra Hoblitz. Cassandra Hoblitz is a client strategy lead at Front Row Group here in New York City. She is passionate about beauty, design, and sustainability. She's led creative and branding projects for brands like Wynn Beauty by Serena Williams, Josie Moran Beauty Blender, and K18. Welcome, Cass.
Ah, Danielle, I'm so excited that we're talking and I'm happy to be here with you today for the collab. This is really a full circle moment for Danielle and I. We actually met through this group in the summer of 2022 and our lives have changed so much since then. At the time, she was on the other side of the country and I was on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And since then, I've moved back upstate, I've moved back here, now I'm in Brooklyn, and we actually work together with incredible beauty brands at the Front Row Group. And Danielle, I can still remember your voice on the other end of the phone and how passionate about the industry you were, and I'm just super grateful to the collab for introducing us and that you were able to land an awesome job with me at Front Row.
Oh my gosh, we get into your background. Tell me about where you're originally from and where'd you go to school?
Sure. So I actually grew up in a tiny town in upstate New York. My family was kind of a disparate mix of Croatian immigrants on my mom's side, and my dad's family was a military family from California. And I never would have guessed back then that I'd end up spending a decade plus in New York City, or honestly that I would ever be happy, this happy in my career. The European side of my family was naturally creative and my dad's side was super disciplined. So creativity, hard work, those things kind of became a part of my personality. But, you know, as a bright kid in upstate New York, opportunities burn out pretty quickly. And I really, until I moved to New York, had never met anybody who was passionate about their career, had a solid career path charted out. And I definitely wouldn't have imagined ending up in beauty. And so in college, I started to make my way down closer to New York City accidentally. I think the city was calling to me all along, but I just didn't know it yet. And I went to school at SUNY New Paltz and studied art and sociology there. And in 2013, I took the leap to New York in a really classic New York love story kind of way, with a few thousand dollars in my pocket, no job, and I just had the confidence of youth that I was going to build my wings and figure it out from there.
What happened next? Tell us what happened from there.
Well, the plot twist is I did not build my wings and figure it out immediately. I did not for a long time. I spent about 7 years just really busting my butt, trying everything out that I could. I was just so enamored with the city, all the opportunity, and I really got like a firsthand school by just being here as a resident of New York and just trying out all these different things. And then, but as a transplant, I really needed to be practical with work. So while I was trying to determine my career path, I took a job at Columbia University, which had incredible benefits. It was a great experience. I started to manage creative teams a little bit, started to dip my toes a little bit in video, and I was able to freelance on the side, chat a lot with friends and network. But eventually that well kind of dried up for me. I really needed to start focusing after, you know, really immersing myself in New York, seeing what all the opportunities were. I really started to feel like marketing was going to be where my skill set was best utilized. So eventually I applied for my master's in strategic communications at Columbia University, and that was an amazing experience. I became friends with some of the most inspiring women. I felt really energized learning about all things brand strategy, learning about communications campaigns, and I really got a chance to get out of my comfort zone by taking storytelling classes and rubbing elbows with amazing teachers who were just killing it in marketing. And for the first time in my life, I felt like, oh, wow, there are career opportunities out there that can both feed me, I can be great at them, and I can be excited to get up every day.
So from all of these experiences, how did that bring you to beauty?
So while I was at Columbia, I had the privilege of taking a global brand class with Cheryl Dixon, who was the VP of communications at Coty at the time. And it was my aha moment where everything just kind of snapped into place. It just seemed like all my skill sets and interests were aligned with both beauty, with marketing, and it was kind of like the little girl in me who used to steal her mom's makeup and try to learn how to perfect a cat eye, or this is really nerdy, but when I was young, I used to spend just hours analyzing like Dove deodorant campaigns because they were just so beautifully designed. And that little girl, really, she just got the last word. And I finally realized like there's a career out there for me. And from that point, I started just networking a lot more. I did my best to be scrappy during that time, and I did whatever I could. Although what I will admit is that the imposter syndrome was so real, but I've always felt really strongly that if you can just let me in the room, I'll figure it out somehow. So that was my attitude, my North Star through the process of trying to pivot careers. And actually a funny example of this is at one point I went to upstate to Hudson, New York, to the Maker Hotel, and I pitched myself to Alina Reutberg, one of the founders of Fresh Cosmetics. I went there at 8 a.m. She's like so hands-on in her hotel and all of her branding, if you know anything about Alina's story. And she was literally there opening shop, getting pastries ready and coffee. And I pitched my heart out to her, and she connected me with her HR department. And the job didn't pan out, but I just was so grateful and amazed that this literal icon of a woman even gave me the time of day. And it gave me a lot of confidence to keep going and sort of chase these breadcrumbs toward my career path. One of the other things I was doing during this time, because I was an early career professional and I really needed to establish myself, was I at the time would use something I liked to call a visual resume. And I would note that in my emails to HR. I would say, oh, it was so lovely meeting you. Here is my visual resume on top of everything else. And this was inspired by my friend Tim Welsh, who's a brand strategist based in Dallas, who told me this really funny story about how when he came out of undergrad, he created this magazine, kind of a yearbook style, silly, cheeky magazine with photos of himself and just reasons to believe, if you will, why he was perfect for whatever job he was applying to at whatever giant marketing agency at the time. And he would mail those directly, Danielle, to the president's homes. So these presidents of these large companies would just open their mailbox and they would find these magazines of Tim. And it got him his breakout role. So I don't know that I am as brave as Tim, but what I loved about that approach and what I ended up taking for myself was that it just brings a lot of initiative and personality to the job search. And I know we're going to interview you soon on your journey, and it can be so tough as an early career professional just to differentiate yourself and get over that imposter syndrome and know your value and be able to communicate that. So this for me was a small pitch deck where I honestly, it was a little bit cheeky, a little bit on the nose, I guessed at the types of information an agency might put in a pitch deck to a client. And I just made myself the service. So then I finally, after all of this work, after finally gaining traction with different beauty companies, I landed an interview with Chris Skinner, who was the founder of a boutique creative agency called Schoolhouse, which is now actually a part of Front Row where I work. And I felt prepared after taking all of these steps, after getting an education, after putting myself in front of founders of big brands. And I finally could showcase myself. And finally, after 7 years of searching, a grad school program, a pandemic that I can't emphasize enough, trying to pivot during a pandemic was absolutely maddening. But I finally landed my place at Front Row after all of that.
So you've touched on a lot of different points in your career. Tell us what you're most proud of so far.
Yeah, so honestly, I'm so proud of this last year at Front Row and how much I've stepped into my own confidence, how well I'm learning the industry. I wish I could say that after all of that hard work and pivoting into the industry that the imposter syndrome just gave way and I didn't have to deal with that anymore and I felt 100% confident. But, you know, in life, as they say, the top of every mountain is just the valley of another, and I still had a lot to learn in transitioning. But now I'm reaching a place where I'm really starting to get a much deeper understanding of the industry, what it takes to build and support incredible brands. And I wake up every day feeling excited about what's around the corner. I mean, the fact that I have been able to support on brands like Josie Maran, Win by Serena Williams, which is launching next week, by the way, it's just mind-blowing to me.
Is there anything that you would do differently if you could start over?
At this point, I'm not really sure that there is anything I would do differently. My viewpoint, and I think that this can help a lot of people who are pivoting careers, is that life is long. There are a lot of versions of yourself that you still have yet to meet, a lot of skill sets that you can hone in on if you just take the time to do it. And I'd really just rather take the learnings from the past, keep learning and growing, and keep my eyes on the next adventure.
Okay, million-dollar question. What's next for you, Cass?
So I'm really excited for my trajectory at Front Row. We've been growing massively. We've acquired a bunch of different agencies, and we have insane projects coming up in the pipeline. So make sure to tune into our LinkedIn and Instagram channels to follow along. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to digging in even further, getting more adept at navigating the industry. And I'm also starting to work a little closer on branding within our company. So I'm excited to keep building branding skills and start dabbling with some copywriting or something a little bit closer to creative. So to be continued, I'm sure Danny and I will be in touch, and me and the collab will be in touch, and you guys can watch me as I kind of step over the next mountain.
Well, thank you so much for the time today. This was so exciting to get to hear and such a full circle moment for us. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thanks so much for being here for the Colab Career Stories podcast. Please follow us on social media at Join the Colab and sign up to become a member and share your story at jointhecolab.com.